thank you to Chesky for putting together a beautiful get together. What are the chidushim of Reb Shimon? One of the great chidushim of Reb Shimon is the koyach of the chavraya. Before Reb Shimon came along, so there was a certain musag in Klal Yisrael, even amongst the Bnei Aliyah in Klal Yisrael, each man to himself. One of the great discoveries in the chidushim of Reb Shimon is the koyach of the chevra, is the koyach of the chavraya. If there's anywhere in the Torah where we find the inyan of a chevra, it's by Reb Shimon, the chavraya kedisha. That although Reb Shimon said about himself that I can patter the world on my own for the midas hadin, it's dafka in that place where you had such a powerful yachid that you find that he was soimich so much on the strength of the numbers of Klal Yisrael. Not just on the numbers of Klal Yisrael at large, but on the core group, the people who were looking to grow, to be connected with one another, and to serve Hashem in unison. And it's because Reb Shimon, although in his greatness, he was so dedicated to the Klal, he was so dedicated, and he was looking outside of his own Da'al and Amos, that everybody in Klal Yisrael on the day of Lag BaOmer can feel the love of Reb Shimon, the hundreds of thousands who descend upon his kever to come see Rashbi on this day. It testifies to the extent of the tremendous Ahavas Yisrael that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai stands for. And you see that by the oil of Reb Shimon, that it's not just this group of Hasidus or the Sfaradim or the Ashkenazim, it's every single type of Jew, no matter what he's wearing, no matter what he looks like, no matter where he comes from, which country he flew in from, what his background is. There's no background checks. Everything is just pure Ahavas Yisrael. As long as you're a Yid and you have an Hashem inside, then Reb Shimon opens his doors. So it's especially appropriate on a day like this to come together and to make a maimed. There was a beautiful maimed last night by Rav Weinberger and Bechol Tfusas Yisrael. But especially in these hours, like the Ne'ilah, the Shas Ne'ilah of this man of Lag BaOmer, of which Reb Shimon himself said that he held the sun on such a day, and the Rav Vedaver and other tzaddikim, they said, if I only can hold the sun on a day like this. We don't even realize the magnitude of what it means a day like Lag BaOmer. So to come together as a chevra, and especially by the oil of the Lubavitcher Rebbe and the Friedeker Rebbe, who stood so much for Klal Yisrael and for Avos Yisrael, that if it could be said about Reb Shimon that he was literally l'kol ish v'ish b'Yisrael, how much we could certainly say so about the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that as long as he had an neshama inside, it didn't matter what you looked like or how many tattoos you had, he would love you more for every extra earring you had. So to come to the kever of a tzaddik, not just if you can't be by Reb Shimon, so there's an inyan just to go to kiveh tzaddikim. So to come to an oil like this, which Baruch Hashem, it's one of the treasures which we have in this community, to come here. So it's a tremendous chos for everybody who's here and for all the mishpachas of Gans Klal Yisrael. Just an inyan to share about, and there's so much to speak about when it comes to Lag BaOmer. Originally I had thoughts to share a certain Torah, which I didn't think that it was Shavah Lakol. So I discarded it. Because I think that this Torah, well, it's not a very deep Torah. But the essence of the Torah is so relevant to us. The times which we're living in. And things which we struggle with. One of the things that the Zohar says about Reb Shimon, which is almost like Reb Shimon says about himself, is a pasuk in Koheles. That the pasuk says, Ashrich Eretz Shemalkech Ben Chayrin. How praiseworthy is the land that its melech is a ben chayrin. So the Zohar says, Malkech, go Reb Shimon. This is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the king. And the Pasuk therefore is saying about Reb Shimon, Ashrech Eretz Shemalkech ben chayrin. How lucky is the land that your melech is a ben chayrin. The Zohar says that on the day of Reb Shimon's Petira, that he ruled on that day, that he was the Melech of that day. Kol Yoyma Bishusihi, this whole day is in my domain. And that's true till today, that Reb Shimon is Melech on this day. What's interesting is that Reb Shimon is the Manda Omer and the Mishnah and Mishnah and Shabbos, who says in the Sugi there that Kol B'nei Yisrael Melechim Heim, every single Jew is really a Melech. And every single Jew has a time during the year where he rules, that he literally rules. Today is the day that Reb Shimon is Melech. And if Reb Shimon is Melech, therefore the Pasuk is saying as follows, Ashrich Eretz, how lucky are you, Shemalkech ben Chayrin, that your Melech is Reb Shimon, he's a true ben Chayrin. So that means to say that at a time like this on Lag Va'emer, that Reb Shimon is Melech, the vibe which Reb Shimon puts out for Klai Yisrael is a Bechina of Ashrich Eretz. A certain feeling of Ashrecha Yisrael. How amazing it is to be living at a time like this and on a day like this. This inyan of Ashrecha Yisrael, there's only one time in the entire Torah that the word Ashrei appears. Although it appears many times in the other Sifrei Nach, there's only one place in all Torah Shebichsav, Dahainu Torah Smoshe, of where we find the word Ashrei. And that's the very last Aliyah in the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, on the day of his Ptira, on the day of his Ptira, we know Reb Shimon and Moshe shared the same neshama. That Reb Shimon says, I should say Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ashrecha Yisrael Mikamaycha. Then the final words of Moshe Rabbeinu, his parting words to Bnei Yisrael, after all the things which he can say to Bnei Yisrael, the final message that Moshe Rabbeinu leaves us with, is Ashrecha Yisrael Mikamecha. You have to know that you're the greatest nation in the entire world. Ashrecha Yisrael. And this was a big chiddush for Moshe Rabbeinu to say that, because if there's anybody who saw and who witnessed the trials and tribulations and the stumblings of Klai Yisrael, it was Moshe Rabbeinu in the Dor HaMidbar. Moshe Rabbeinu threw up his hands so many times for such a dar. And they saw how they suffered in Mitzrayim, and every single turn in the Midbar there was something new that was coming up. Yet Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, after all is said and done, Ashrecha Yisrael Mikamecha. You have to always remember that you're the greatest nation in the world, you're the chosen nation, and to live b'simcha. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu was leaving them, and for Klai Yisrael, the loss of Moshe Rabbeinu was indescribable. He imparted them with a sense of Ashrecha Yisrael. That a Jew, even in the darkest hours, even in the time of the Petir of Moshe Rabbeinu, he has to be able to reflect and to recognize that there's nothing which can take away the sheer, pure simcha that a Jew should have. Of Ashrecha Yisrael Mikamecha, Am Noisha V'Hashem. We're Hashem's chosen people, and every single Jew is a Yachid who's chosen by Hashem. So as the hours of Lag Ba'Omer are dwindling, and we're feeling the loss, we're being margish the loss of Reb Shimon and what that means, although we don't really understand. But we should just at least know that it's shakal to the Petir of Moshe. Whatever the Petir of Moshe means, that's what it means to not have Reb Shimon anymore. There's an overwhelming sense, though, of Ashrecha Eretz Shemalkech Ben Chayrin. That we're still Bnei Chayrin, that we have a Melech like Reb Shimon right now. And the parting words of Reb Shimon to Klal Yisrael in these moments are Ashrecha Yisrael. It's the Kud of Ashrecha Yisrael. Is a message which Hashem Yisbarach wants us to internalize every single day. That when we're leaving and we're going into the regular vach, into the regular week, and tomorrow will just be a regular day for Ashkenazim, so the message though is, if he's leaving his message to us at the end of the day, the message to Klal Yisrael is Ashrecha Yisrael every single day. Tomorrow there's also Ashrecha Yisrael. And we see this actually from the Seder HaTfila and Shacharis every single day. I think this is an amazing idea. So if I pose the question, how many times do you find in the Seder the word Ashrei? I think we'd probably think we'd be able to count it on our five fingers. On one hand, how many times the Seder, it says the word Ashrei in it in the Tfila Shel Shacharis. However, if we examine that, and we look in the Siddur, and we begin the journey from the beginning to the end, we'll find something very interesting. That if we say the Ashrei's appropriately, we're going to see actually how many times we say Ashrei on a regular day. On a regular day. We begin davening. Before we say Shema, we say Ashreinu matayv chalkeinu manoyim garlinu mayofa yirushaseinu. We've just begun. We haven't even started anything. We've washed the tilas adayim, we put on tzitzis, we put on tefillin, and we're about to say Shema, and we say Ashreinu matayv chalkeinu. It's so good right now to have this lot, to be in shul and to be davening with. The Chazal are bringing to the surface what should be going through every single Jew's mind. Ashreinu matayv chalkeinu, that we're here right now. And then we say right after that, Ashreinu kishanachnu mashkimu marvim v'pate knesos v'pate midrachshos, how gewaldig it is to have a shul to come to, to have a base medrash to come to, u'miyachadim shimcha b'choyam tamir p'ayim b'ayim b'yava, and to be able to declare Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And if it was just to be able to say Shema Yisrael, just that one time, it would be enough to live that day, just to be able to declare Hashem's oneness just once in the beginning of the day like that. But we don't stop. And for those who are familiar with the Karbanos, when we say Hashem Tzvakas Imanu, so the Siddur says to say each one of those three psukim three times. And one of the three psukim which we say three times is Ashri Adam B'Teach Bach. Ashri Adam B'Teach Bach. Ashri Adam B'Teach Bach. How fortunate is a person that he has bitachon in Hashem. So already you said it five times. You already maxed out on your fingers. And then you go weiter. And then you come to Hodu. Hodu l'Hashem kiru b'shmai. And you say again, Ashri Adam b'teach bach. Without a city, you probably don't even know what I'm talking about. You do say Ashri Adam b'teach bach again in Hodu. And then when you go to the next pasuk, you say again, Ashri ha'am shekachalai, Ashri ha'am shehashem alayka. You said it another two times. And then you say, V'ani b'chazach v'tachti, agidu b'shuasecha. And then of course you come to Ashri ha'am shevesecha, od yaducha sada, Ashri ha'am shekachalai, Ashri ha'am shehashem alayka. These are all different types of Ashri's. They're not just one Ashri here. Every single angle, you have a reason to be happy. Chazal is saying to us in Bin Kaveya, the Tikkun Atzila like this, look at it from this perspective. Look at it from this perspective. Look at the Ashri from this perspective. You already said it 11 times, the word Ashri. And then you go to Hallelujah. And in the very first Hallelujah, you say, Ashri Shekel Yaakov Be'ezra. It's your 12th time. And then you come to Shema. And you come after Shema and Ezra Savisein, and you say, Ashri ish yishma l'mitzvaysecha. Another type of an Ashri. So before Shemona Esra, you say the word Ashri 12 times. And you're not done. Because after Shemona Esra, you do an Ashri again. You have to come back down. So you do Ashri again. Ashri shavisecha yad b'chasala. Ashri amshakachalai. Ashri amshamalukach. And of course, this is a different time of Ashri, because now that you done Shemona Esra, now you really know what it means, Ashri. How gewaltig it was to be able to have a davening like that. They're not just dumb words that Chazal wanted us to say. They wanted to be margish that Ashrei. Every single day, the oisher of what it means to be mispal Hashem. And then again, you go to Valetzion, you say it again. Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. And then you say, Ashrei HaGever Asher Tiyasrenu Ka Mitarasa Salam Denu. That's if it's a Yom Revi'i. If it's a Wednesday, you say that again in the Yashir Shal Yom. But again in the Korbanos, Ashri Adam B'teach Bach, Ashri Adam B'teach Bach, Ashri Adam B'teach Bach, another three times. In total, in the course of a regular davening and a regular day, you say the word Ashri in Shacharis 20 times. 20 times. Of course, that's why it says Ashrecha Yisrael. Ashrecha is Ashrei Chaf. Chaf is the Gematria 20. Ashrecha Yisrael. Every day a Jew should be magish that Ashrei. He says Ashrei Chaf times. One of the things that the Yitzhar wants us to know and to feel is to not to feel that sense of Ashrei. Is to not feel that sense of Ashrei. That's why we find when Yaakov confronts Esav, it says Vayigam Bekaf Yerecha. It says he hits him in his thigh. And what that means is that he tried to take away that beautiful ashrei in the life of Yaakov. Like we said, ashrei shekel Yaakov ve'ezer. That if a person who knows that he has an association and he's from the Zera of Yaakov, is ashrei shekel Yaakov ve'ezer. I would be putting him in that kaf yereichoi. That kaf is the letter chaf, which is the 20 times you say ashrei in davening. And the reason why he hits him in the leg like that is the sphere of Hod, of course, which is the sphere of Ibshimin. And the reason why it's in the leg is because the leg is the place where you jump for joy. That he didn't want Yaakov to jump anymore. To jump is Simcha v'rikudim, like on Simcha's Torah. The only time during the year that you read that pasuk, which we read in the Torah, which is the only time it says the word Ashrecha, is on Simcha's Torah. And that's the day of Simcha, the greatest Simcha, the greatest dancing, the greatest joy, is where you say that pasuk, Ashrecha Yisrael Michamaycha. But to hit Yaakov in that place, Vayigad v'kaf yireichai, that Yaakov shouldn't have a simcha in Avodas Hashem. You know you couldn't stare Yaakov's Avodas Hashem. But to take away the simcha, the feeling of Ashrei in his Avodas Hashem, that Esav wanted to do. That's called the Kaf Yerech. What's fascinating is that the Kli Yakar there says that the Kaf Yerech is the place of Soidus HaTayr. Because the Gemara says, Ma Yerech B'tzina, just like the Yerech, the thigh is concealed, it's hidden because it's an erva, so too Divrei Torah are also concealed. And it's referring to Sisrei Torah. So the Kli Yakar there says that he hit Yaakov in the place of Sisrei Torah and Pnimis HaTorah. Because in truth, the two things go hand in hand. That's the place of Hod, that's the place of Reb Shimon. But if a Jew is not connected to Pnimis HaTorah, and look what happens to a Shacharis if there's no Pnimis. It's just rambling through Shacharis. You sing Ashrei 20 times. And are we magish even for 1 minute in Ashrei and davening? And that you find the people that they have a shaykhis to Pnimis, have a shaykhis to Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon is in their life some way, somehow. That they're margish, the inin of Asher. But there's that tikkun and that kaf yarech, which Reb Shimon comes to misakin, which is the whole inin of tikkun of hope. That pegam in the vayigah bekaf yarech, those 20 Asherahs that a Jew lives by, Ashrecha Yisrael. The great gift that Reb Shimon gives us is that although we are taught to think, to work hard in this world because you have good things coming in the next world, that's not called Ashrei. A Jew has to know that it's mamish lebedik in this world. That the tzaddikim would chalish to come back into this world because it's so lebedik down here. That we think that going to the next world in Olam Haba is the place to be. All the tzaddikim in Olam Haba want to have a shaykhis to this world because the shechin is in this world. And where the shechin is in this world, it's the greatest simcha. And Chazal wanted us to recognize that. That if you want to know where's your ashrei in your life, every single shachris is an opportunity for ashrei. If a Jew would just do a good shachris, he would have such a simcha that the whole rest of the day he'd be have a chizik in his learning, have a chizik at work, and the way he would eat would be different, and everything would be different. And that's what Chazal say in the Mishnah Avos, which is the time of year that we learn Avos. The Chazal say, Ashrecha v'toyvach, Ashrecha b'ilam hazeh v'toyvach l'ilam haba. The world of Ashrei is this world. Where davening is, they don't daven in the next world. Rabbi Nachman says that if a Jew would have an opportunity just to do one tefillah in this world, you know what type of a davening he would give if he could just daven one time in this world? And the message, of course, is that every single Jew has to recognize that every day is a gift from Hashem. It shouldn't be taken for granted. And maybe this is the last tefillah which I'll be able to give to Hashem. And every single day has to be looked at as this is the only day which I have. And if a Jew lives like that, then he'll start to recognize and he won't skip over the ashrei that he's passing and davening, and he'll be able to say, yeah, Ashrecha b'ilam hazeh. This is really geshmak. I don't have to wait for the next world like I thought I was taught to think. This world is really it. That's why in Bar Yochai, the very last stanza of Bar Yochai, before we get to that, there's a medrash which says that Moshe Rabbeinu concluded the Torah with Ashrei. He said, Ashrecha Yisrael Mikamaycha. And Dovin HaMelech began to heal him with the word Ashri HaIsh. Because in the very last place where Moshe left off Torah, that's where David started Torah. That's where he began his tehillim. But it's really a kasha because that's not the last pasuk in Torah. The last pasuk in Torah is something completely different. So what does that mean, David began where Moshe ended off? Moshe didn't end off with Ashrecha. Comes Dovin HaMelech and he says, I have the eyes to know where Moshe ends the Torah. That word Ashrecha is the end of the Torah. The Torah ends with the word Ashrecha, as if to say the whole tachlis of the Torah is that a Jew should know, you are worth it. You're the Hashem's greatest pleasure. That it's a levitical world. That the world of mitzvahs is an unbelievable world. And David HaMelech began Tehillim with that. And Tehillim is just one long journey of 150 kapitlach. David HaMelech wants you to know when you begin the journey, Ashri HaIsh. Ashri HaIsh. That he doesn't sit in Moshev Leisim, that he sits too in a Beis Medrash and he comes to Davin in a Shul. This is called Ashri HaIsh. You have to know that this is the greatest privilege in the whole world. Is to hold the Tehillim in your hand and to be able to say to Hashem, Sha'amalos Mimamakim, to say to Hashem, Mizmor L'Soida, to hold the Siddur in your hand and to say, Moidim Menachtulach, Nishmas Kolchai. It's a Leibedik life. And the whole Torah, it ends with this message and David HaMelech begins with this message. This is the Indian of Reb Shimon. Like we say in Bar Yochai, which we'll sing in Mitzvah Hashem, we say, Bar Yochai Nimshachta Ashecha. So in the very last stanza of Bar Yochai, we say, you have it? Bar Yochai, Ashrei Yoladetecha. Lucky are the ones who gave birth to you, Reb Shimon. Ashri ha'am heim leimdecha, and lucky are the ones who learn you. The ashri ha'am demal saidecha. You say three times. You say ashri, like you said in davening. Ashri adam b'teach bach, ashri adam b'teach bach, ashri adam b'teach bach, ashri shavisecha, ashri am shakach alay, ashri am shashem aleikav. You say a special three times ashri in Reb Shimon. Ashri, 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 because really the whole simchas achaim, the whole hagasha that a Jew has that he's magish and ashri in his life comes from Reb Shimon. And the more that a person is oymed al side Reb Shimon, that he understands the secret of Reb Shimon, the more he's able to be margish that Ashri ha'am, ha'oymdim al saydecha. We have a tremendous chus to be in this world, not just to be chosen amongst 8 billion people to be a Jew, but to be in circles and to be able to sit here with a chevra and to have an appreciation of what it means of Reb Shimon. You know how many people go to a kever Reb Shimon, they don't know the first thing who Reb Shimon is. But the neshamas are calling him there, and so they go. But to even know a little bit who Reb Shimon is, to know what nafkamina he made to the world, what it means nimshachta ashrecha, to have a shaychus, the derech of the Baal Shem Tov, and to the derech of the tzaddikim who rooted themselves in that ashrei Reb Shimon, is there a greater schus in the world? Is there a greater schus in the world than that? That you've been chosen amongst chosen, amongst chosen, to know a little bit of what this means? So it encourages us, it's machayev us, that if we're going to put on a talis tomorrow morning, or you put on a tefillin tomorrow morning, you have to look at that and you have to say, Ashrecha. And then you put on your tefillin. If you open up a sefer, you have to say before yourself, Ashrecha. And then you open up the sefer, and then you start to learn. Come to a kever of a tzaddik, you know what it means, a tzaddik? You have to say, Ashrecha. And there's so many different ways that a Jew has Ashrecha, and the Ebershter is saying to you, how many gifts have I given you? There's so many different ways that I could give you Ashrecha. So if there's something that Reb Shimon is imparting to us as we exit this day, it's the same message that Moshe Rabbeinu imparted to us thousands of years ago, and it's the same message and it will never change, and that's Ashrecha Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us that from all the iris, all the gevaldik zachim which are coming down into this world right now, that all the yidden who need yeshuas should be able to see yeshuas, and all the refuas that yidden need, that they should be able to live an ashrecha dika life, b'guf, and also b'neshama. But most importantly, when we come to Davin Meir from Mitzvah Hashem, and just be able to sing songs and to be a chevet, there's so many excuses that a Jew has to be makir ashrecha. And the fact that there are so many of them doesn't take away from any of them. It just comes to enhance every single one of them. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should open up our hearts, that everything we should do, we should be able to appreciate the so many gifts which He's giving to us on a daily basis. Be able to daven with a sense of ashrecha and to carry that ashrecha each and every day, and with that to be zeicher to that tchias amesim, to be able to really be margish that ashrei of Moshe, that ashrei of Reb Shimon, be as goyel tzedek. Amen. Amen.